You might have seen a lot of people lighting it up blue or flashing puzzle pieces on ribbons. April is Autism Awareness Month. A lot of people are adding acceptance to that title as well. And even Major League Baseball is getting in on the act. Ann Gibbons is the executive director of Autism Speaks National Capital Area, which of course includes Baltimore. And she's an autism mom. And Ann joins us now. Ann, thanks so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure. Thanks, Mary Beth.
This month is all about giving hope and taking action, which you do year-round. But I'm wondering, over the course of several years, when you look back on all of these Autism Awareness Months and World Autism Awareness Day, how have things changed in your mind?
My prism, of course, is through the eyes of my son. And, you know, as we have watched him grow and develop, he's 24 now, what we've also been extremely pleased and relieved about is to watch the community around him grow and come to accept him and not see us as something that at one time one might have felt you needed to be ashamed of, but rather to just understand that there's a lot of differences and that he is doing the best he can. And that has really made a difference for all of us.
A lot of people have been talking about the numbers in the past couple of weeks. I know the CDC came out with new numbers, 1 in 50, and that they got through, I guess, a phone survey.
Right.
Does that surprise you?
No, actually, it doesn't, unfortunately. You know, when my son was diagnosed 2 decades ago, the prevalence was 1 in 2,500. And the last CDC study conducted on the same basis did come out at 1 in 88. When you talk to parents and review not just what the special education school records say, but also whether or not the family has heard of a diagnosis or had a diagnosis suggested, you come in at that 1 in 50 number. But this is actually much closer to the 1 in 38 number, which a similar rigorous study revealed in South Korea last year.
We're talking about a million kids in this country. Where are we in figuring out how to best help them?
The problem with autism is it's definitely a multi-gene disorder. We're not entirely at a point where we can point a finger at what causes it and how to best treat it. But what we do know is that the best available tool to us now is early intervention. And so what we are focusing on at Autism Speaks in particular is early access to care. We are really trying to drive down the age of diagnosis so that those youngsters can get the free and appropriate education they deserve. So really what we recommend families do, if you have any concerns about your child, go to our national website, autismspeaks.org, and there is a link right on the homepage called Screen Your Child. This takes you to a very simple parent questionnaire, 20 or 25 questions, that will help you determine whether or not there is a cause for concern. You take that document, you go to your pediatrician, and you get a referral to a specialist. But also, you call your school district right away, because every state is required to intervene for a child as early as birth if there is an identified special need.
And I want to definitely talk about how Major League Baseball is partnering up with you guys. It's pretty exciting, and I know the Orioles are getting in on it this weekend.
Major League Baseball has really come out swinging, if you'll excuse the pun. 30 ballparks across the country have committed to having an Autism Awareness Day at the ballpark, and the Orioles are doing it up beautifully. Not only have they invited our families to come in at a special discounted rate this Sunday, April 7th, at the 1:35 p.m. home game, but they are also offering a quiet room so that if any of our children are overwhelmed, have a sensory issue, they will have a place to go where they can continue to stay at the game but not be quite so overwhelmed. They're also inviting us down on the field, and one of our families is going to be doing the first pitch, and another is going to be able to call out play ball.
Oh, that's great. We'll put a link to all the information on our website, WBAL.com. Ann Gibbons, the executive director of Autism Speaks National Capital Area, thank you, as always, for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Mary Beth.